UK Islamophobia advisor has links to extremist who called for hanging of Asia Bibi. By Breitbart London on April 8, 2019. A Muslim cleric appointed to advise the government about Islamophobia has previous links to an Islamic hardliner who called for a woman to be hanged for blasphemy. Islamophobia advisor Imam Qari Asim had previously defended the extremist preacher Qadim Rizvi, who was responsible for calling for Asia Bibi, a Pakistani Christian, to be executed for blasphemy against Islam, the Mail on Sunday reports. Bibi spent 9 years on death row but was later acquitted. She has since faced death threats in Pakistan and has been offered asylum by multiple countries including Italy, the Netherlands, and Canada, but not the United Kingdom, due to the government fearing her presence might stoke tensions in Britain's Muslim community. Reports that she is still being held in a secure location in Pakistan are unconfirmed and her current whereabouts remain unknown. In a Facebook post in 2017, now deleted, Mr. Asim reportedly expressed solidarity with Mr. Rizvi and his organization Tehreek-e-Labbaik, who were at the time engaged in violent protests against the Pakistani government. Mr. Asim is not the only one of the 11-member government working group on anti-Muslim hatred to have been linked with extremist Muslims. Another member, Ahmed Pirpai, is reportedly a supporter of the Friends of Al-Aqsa group whose leader, Ismail Patel, has previously defended the terrorist group Hamas, saying, "Hamas is no terrorist organization. We salute Hamas for standing up to Israel." The British government has come under fire in the past for working with Islamic hardliners. In 2018, the Home Office received criticism about it seeking a re-engagement with the Muslim Council of Britain. The group, which has received at least £150,000 of taxpayer funding, has been embroiled in multiple scandals including apparent praising of Hamas as well as seemingly calling for Muslims to resist British troops. The MCB, which describes itself as Britain's national representative Muslim body, is said to have only a tiny amount of support from the Muslim population overall due to its hardline views, with one poll showing that only 2% considered it their main route to engage with the government on their behalf. In another previous government scandal relating to relationships with Islamist hardliners, Maxill QC, England's chief prosecutor since 2018, was criticized for work in his previous role as independent reviewer of terrorist legislation, in which he had met with many groups with extremist connections including CAGE, which had described Islamic State beheader Jihadi John as extremely gentle and beautiful. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.